Thanks, Greg. Yes, we're backstage with Yannick Nezet-Séguin, Rachmaninoff Live. This is an exciting return of a soloist you've worked with before.
Yes, it's a cycle, actually, that we're now completing with Daniil Trifonov. Daniil is, I believe, one of the true greats of our time. He's still so young and already inspiring all of us and the music world with his mastery of the keyboard, but the poetry, of course, of his interpretation. And I think really he gets, in my opinion, the sound world of Rachmaninoff. So we did years ago, we recorded for DG this the Paganini Variations, and we all decided to bring in concert the Concerto No. 4 a couple of years ago. We recorded in studio, actually, the first piano concerto, and now we're recording live second and third in order to have a complete release for Deutsche Grammophon of the complete concertos, Daniil Trifonov and the Philadelphia Orchestra and myself. So, of course, the second piano concerto is the best known, and there is a reason. Every time I see the word, I have to confess, I think, oh, yes, we know that concerto again and again. But every time I hear it, every time I listen to it, every time I conduct it, I am amazed by the depth of the inspiration of this concerto. And I'm reminded how this was Rachmaninoff's journey from depression to being back to his full strength and, you know, of his compositional inspiration. And sometimes we take for granted that these composers had, we think that they had a pouring of inspiration every day, but actually they had to struggle like all of us. So some days were better than others, and some years of drought that would resume in these masterpieces like this second piano concerto.
This was after his first symphony was not well received, and he went into a depression. And actually he underwent hypnosis to try to come back.
Absolutely, which was something relatively popular at the time, and still some people do it. And I believe, you know, we talk a lot about mental illness and that people should be more aware these days about some people who might need help and understanding. And definitely geniuses like Rachmaninoff had to struggle with this very much. And I hope this inspires us to continue embracing and helping and understanding that not everyone sees the world the same way.
Well, now coming up after intermission is Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra, which is a fascinating concept, concerto for orchestra, because normally the non-musician anyway might think of concerto as a soloist instrument and the orchestra. So what is a concerto for orchestra?
It is indeed a fascinating form which Bartok championed, but is not the only one, but is definitely the best known one. It is an idea to feature in the same piece many of the orchestral sections or duets or soloists. So in this case, it is primarily in the second movement, all the couples. So the two bassoons and then the two trumpets and the flutes. We have also a couple of clarinet moments, and we have the piccolo. We have as a section also the violas in another movement. There is also the section of brass as a whole. And it's different formally than a symphony because the thematic material, it doesn't have the same vocation or content. It's all about material, which is destined really from the start to feature a certain virtuosity of the musicians. So that makes it a piece really adapted for us at the Philadelphia Orchestra, definitely. Now, everything I conduct, I try to find a storyline, which doesn't mean that it's a story that I can tell with words, but that there is a dramatic shape. And I find the Bartok Concerto for Orchestra a really deep work, which has a lot to do with the end of his life. This is one of the very final pieces he completed, and he definitely put a lot of himself in it. And I can hear just as much the folklore of his native Hungary and also his wish to become a real international composer with an international appeal. The slow movement especially is just incredible. It's so deep and touching. And yeah, it's a work that I've been waiting for a long time, many years, to conduct with the Philadelphians. So I'm very excited to do this now.
Great. We look forward to it. Thank you so much, Yannick Nezet-Séguin.